Warren and Wyden demand Tether loan records. From Lutnick, by May 13th, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ron Wyden sent a letter to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and Tether CEO Paolo Arduino on April 30th, 2026, demanding documents on a previously undisclosed loan that Tether extended to a trust benefiting Lutnick's four children. The senators want a response by May 13th. It is the fourth formal probe the pair have opened into Lutnick's relationship with the stablecoin issuer since his confirmation. The catalyst was a credit document filed in New York and surfaced by Bloomberg, showing Tether as a creditor to an entity called Dynasty Trust A. The trust is structured for the benefit of Lutnick's four children, who acquired his Cantor Fitzgerald stake when he divested as part of his Senate confirmation process. The loan amount has not been disclosed publicly. What the senators are asking. The letter frames a single direct question, whether Tether's capital was used by Lutnick's children to buy out their father's Cantor Fitzgerald position. The senators wrote that the credit filing raises questions about whether Tether may have helped provide Secretary Lutnick's children with the capital needed to purchase their father's stake. That detail matters because Cantor Fitzgerald is the long-running custodian for the bulk of Tether's U.S. Treasury reserves. If Tether financed the Lutnick children's purchase of Cantor, the structure would link the Commerce Secretary's family wealth, Cantor's commercial relationship with Tether, and Tether's largest U.S. institutional counterparty in a single chain. Warren and Wyden requested loan documentation, terms, valuation, and any associated communications. The Genius Act angle. The senators tied the loan question back to the Genius Act, the federal stablecoin framework that Lutnick advised on prior to his Senate confirmation. They noted that the law as enacted included provisions favorable to foreign stablecoin issuers, and that Tether had lobbied in its favor. Their concern, stated in the letter, is that a sitting cabinet official helped shape a statute that materially benefited a company with which his family has an active financial creditor relationship. Tether is incorporated in El Salvador and has previously declined to register as a U.S. issuer under the prior regime. The Genius Act's foreign issuer carve-outs allow it to continue serving U.S. customers under defined conditions. Critics of those carve-outs argued during markup that they functionally grandfathered Tether's existing business model. Supporters argued they prevented a rushed onshoring that could have destabilized the dollar peg. Why this is the fourth probe Warren and Wyden have written to Lutnick and Tether three times before this one, asking variously about Cantor Fitzgerald's reserve custody arrangements, the firm's counterparty exposure, and Lutnick's recusal commitments. The earlier letters drew written responses from Cantor and partial answers from Tether, but did not produce loan-level documentation. This new request is narrower and specific. It seeks the credit instrument itself, the closing date, the amount, the rate, and any covenants. That kind of documentary demand is harder to deflect than the policy questions in the earlier letters, and it has a fixed deadline. Whether Lutnick or Tether produce the documents by May 13th will set the tone for what comes next, including potential referrals to the Office of Government Ethics or the Department of Justice. Market context. The probe arrives the same day Tether reported a 1.04B Q1 profit and an 8.23B reserve buffer, as well as a separate proposed three-way merger with 21 Capital, Strike, and Electron. Tether's commercial momentum is at a high. The political pressure on its U.S. relationships is also intensifying. For the broader stablecoin sector, the probe matters less for Tether's solvency, which is not at issue, than for the precedent it sets. If a sitting cabinet member's family can carry private credit from a regulated stablecoin issuer while that issuer benefits from federal legislation he advised on, the question of what counts as a conflict for stablecoin policymakers is going to need a clearer answer. The May 13th deadline is the first checkpoint. BTC traded at 78.20% on the day as of May 1st, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 45 neutral per coin market cap. The probe announcement did not move price meaningfully.